This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. With Election Day looming, the political war rooms are churning out radio and TV ads that they hope will sway undecided voters. And news outlets like this one have been picking apart all those images and messages. But what about the music in the ads? What subliminal suggestions does it contain? WBUR's Andrea Shea put that question to a Berklee College of Music professor who's composed soundtracks for campaign spots.
Try this at home. Close your eyes at the start of a presidential campaign ad and listen to the music in the background. Matthew Nichols says from the first note, you can tell what type of commercial it is. He even came up with Hollywood-inspired nicknames, including
the Terminator campaign.
This music is from the 1984 sci-fi film The Terminator, starring actor-turned-politician Arnold Schwarzenegger as a relentless cyborg assassin. The film score's motif is employed by many campaigns, Nichols says, as he sits down at a piano.
There's doom, something like that, and then there might be some kind of a little tinkly stuff, and then there would be like a...
Then he pulls up a spot on YouTube titled Obama Isn't Working Chicago. It's part of a series from the Romney campaign.
Change has come to America. America, America.
Music might be the last element added to campaign ads and one of the least expensive, but its job is critical, Nichols says, because it establishes tone.
And you can tell no matter who shows up on screen, because many of the Obama ads will begin with Romney on screen. We need an immediate cue that this is the bad guy. This is the Terminator. We see him on screen. The music says, wait, this is not warm and fuzzy. This is stuff to worry about.
The trend that we've seen in advertising for literally the last 30 years has been attack advertising. So what you're doing with your music is basically trying to scare the hell out of people.
Boston University communications professor Toby Berkovitz knows this firsthand. For 30 years, he worked as a political media consultant and says, just like music in a horror movie, political ad scores aim to evoke visceral responses. And they often do, even if the compositions feel like they're in the background and are not the caliber of something by, say, John Williams.
Most political advertising is wallpaper for the average viewer. They don't pay much attention to the ad. You pay even less attention to the music. But it's very important because it's really working on your subconscious and your unconscious. You're not aware of it, and yet it's having an impact on how you're perceiving the ad and, really importantly, how you're perceiving the candidate.
Berklee's Matthew Nichols worked on campaign ads for candidates Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., and Bob Dole. He recalls how Dole's people were determined to fix the Republican stiff image, and they said,
you gotta warm this guy up. You know, do what you can. So we played this really sweet stuff. Very much what we would call sort of heartland music, America in the Heartland, which all really came from a particular film that was incredibly influential in the 80s, The Natural, done by Randy Newman. It changed the face of advertising music. Everybody that came in that wanted a particular spot would reference that movie. So we'll hear that in the Heartland spots of Romney and Obama. They have similar spots that have a very kind of a warm, like, you can trust this guy. He will take care of you. He's a good man.
Over the next 4 months, you have a choice to make. Not just between two political parties, or even two people. It's a choice between two very different plans for our country.
So we've heard about the Terminator and Heartland scores. Nichols has two more types, including Let's Get Busy.
Next, you gotta balance the budget. You gotta cut the deficit. You've got to stop spending more money than we take in.
These are where the candidate is saying, okay, now there's work to be done. Trust me to do this work. I can handle this. I can do this job.
And the fourth type aims to tap into voter insecurities. Nichols calls it
the worried spot. In other words, we should be worried about what's going on. This is not good what's happening.
You can hear these musical models and spots for candidates at all levels of office, but a lot of campaigns use pre-recorded stock music to save money. Nichols says presidential ad makers usually spring for original scores and often recycle them. He admits to being a bit cynical after years of writing music for both Democrats and Republicans, but believes people know what's going on.
I mean, that's why we like the music we like, because it manipulates us in a good way. And why we like films is because we get manipulated and get into the story, and music is just one of the many elements that combines to carry us away in the arc of the story, in the drama of the moment.
And there'll be no shortage of drama in the flurry of 11th hour campaign ads we'll be watching and listening to between now and Election Day. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.